在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Grammar Girl here. Today's show is still work safe and family friendly, but we're going to talk about how to deal with swearing in novels, quotations, and other types of text. I'll be bleeping out any swear words. My friend Scott Ziegler and I were talking about his new book, The Rookie, the other day, and he mentioned that he had to do a lot of extra work because of the swearing in it.Which made me start thinking about swearing in general. Here's what happened. The Rookie is a crazy book about a pro football league 700 years in the future. Scott describes it as Any Given Sunday meets The Godfather meets Star Wars. So, as you can imagine, language among such characters isn't always as pure as the driven snow. Scott gave away The Rookie as a free podcast with adult language, and then edited it to create a young adult version to sell as a hardcover book and iPhone app.So he had to modify language to fit a young adult audience, yet still keep the story integrity and intensity. Sometimes he was able to just drop off the offensive word, and the paragraph kept its punch and meaning. I'll read a little bit of it so you can hear it in context. Here's one section before editing. They can't handle being in the same cities with the aliens, being on the same buses, shuttles, and transport tubes. I mean, have you ever seen a Sklorno up close? Stedman's face wrinkled with disgust.You can see right through their skin, and they drool. It's a big adjustment. In that case, it's pretty easy to take out the expletive. You can see right through their skin, and they drool. It's a big adjustment. Other times, though, you can't just drop the expletive. You need to replace it in order to communicate the same intensity, anger, or disgust. I'll read it all the way through first again so you can hear it in context. Here's a section before editing. It was too much to bear.Quentin turned and stormed away, heading out of the landing bay and back to his room. Help? From a damned unholy Sklorno? As if Quentin were some Bush League quarterback who needed to work on his route passing. Pine. He'd show that one way or another, he'd show him. Now listen to the rewrite. Scott took out a bunch of the cursing, but also replaced with jerk. Help? From an unholy Sklorno? As if Quentin were some Bush League quarterback who needed to work on his route passing.Pine. He'd show that jerk. One way or another, he'd show him. There are all sorts of replacement words for swear words that range in their own level of offensiveness. Jerk is a pretty mild thing to call someone compared with the other options. Heck and gosh are mild replacements to keep people from using religious words in vain. Some people might find certain replacements for the F word slightly more offensive, words like freaking, friggin', and effing.I always find it really funny when science fiction shows make up new futuristic swear words like frack and frel. So those are two ways to get rid of potentially offensive language. Just take it out or use a milder replacement. But there are also other ways to deal with it in less formal print. One is to use a string of characters like they often do in comics. When a comic book character swears, you read something like asterisk, dollar, hash, percent, exclamation mark. And believe it or not, there's actually a name for that string of characters.In 1964, a cartoonist named Mort Walker named them Grawlix, G-R-A-W-L-I-X, Grawlix. At least that's the word that caught on. He actually described four different ways of representing swear words. Grawlixes, jarns, quimps, and niddles. In his first notation, the Grawlix may have just been a swirl symbol, one of a few described symbols for denoting a swear word. But as far as I can tell, Grawlix is the term most people use today to refer to the entire string of symbols.Grawlixes are often read out loud as bleep. For example, in 2004, there was a movie with a Grawlix in the name, and it became known as What the Bleep Do We Know? Although I couldn't find proof, I have a theory that using the word bleep to indicate a swear word came about after radio stations started playing a beep over swear words to obscure them. I may be unusual, but I don't read Grawlixes as bleeps. I read them as funny words like brickin' brackin. The cartoon character Yosemite Sam was the king of those kind of implied swear words.He was always saying things like, yassin, sassin, snazzum, frassum, come out of there, you blabber, spat, nazd trap. Those are other options if you want to imply swearing without actually swearing. But back to Grawlixes. The symbols used in text are usually the symbols above the numbers on the keyboard. But I've noticed that comics sometimes mix in stars, skull and crossbone symbols, swirls, and the like. Also, as far as I can tell, the order or number of symbols used to replace the swear word is random.A writer on the blog Half Bakery proposed creating a code for assigning specific Grawlixes to specific swear words so people could know what the writer intended. but I don't think the idea caught on. A slight modification of the Grolics that has caught on is to directly replace some letters in the swear word with asterisks. So instead of just typing random symbols, you replace a swear word with something like F asterisk asterisk asterisk. That method usually leaves enough information so people can work out what the word is meant to be, but the offensive word isn't actually typed. It's kind of like the trend on blogs to disavow offensive comments. Disavowal is a neologism that means to remove all the vowels from words. Disavowing suppresses comments that moderators think are out of line, but in a way so that the posts aren't technically censored, because readers can usually work out what the words mean if they try. Finally, here's a bit more trivia. Swear words are sometimes called maledicta. Maledict is an archaic adjective meaning cursed, which comes from the Latin root words meaning to speak ill of something. There's a journal about offensive words that goes by the name maledicta, and a book about swear words called Opus Maledictorum. Finally, if you want to get Grammar Girl and the other great shows from Quick and Dirty Tips streamed to your iPhone, try Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.